go ahead and get started. Welcome to the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting. It's August 8th, 7 p.m. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Milshewski?
Here.
Crawford?
Here.
Forrestal?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
Millen?
Here.
Reifstek is absent. Also Schumacher, Schimpf, and Pistola are absent.
And we have Judy from Friends, and we have Daniel. Chacon.
Almost forgot to sign it.
Okay. And Shelley, our director. Do we have any amendments to the agenda? Okay. Any presentations? I don't think so. Okay, if everybody could take a look at the minutes from last month and make a motion to approve. It says Mr. Garcia on page 6 or page 4 of the minutes. It says motion by Mr. Garcia and second by Ms. Mazuski. Mrs. Garcia. Make a motion that we adopt the minutes from July 11th, Monday, July 11th, Board of Trustees meeting with the noted change.
Second.
Okay. Crawford?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
And Milshewski?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Any correspondence? Okay. Any public comment?
I have a public comment.
Okay.
It's not Friends. I'd like to congratulate the library on its spectacular School of Wizardry this past weekend. I understand from everyone that it was a huge success, and I know that they have been working on this for months and months and months. Not just the children's department, but all of the staff. You see Cheryl working on her art projects and Dixie with her dragon eggs, is that what you mean? I mean, wow. everyone really contributed to make this a wonderful, wonderful event. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Shelley.
Do we hopefully somebody documented pictures?
Caitlin, our part-time marketing, or yeah, our full-time marketing person, she was here.
Awesome.
So she took a lot of pictures and has shared the link with that I share with staff.
Okay.
So they're unedited raw pictures, so
sure,
she hasn't had a chance yet. Yeah.
Okay.
But we had a gentleman come fully dressed as Voldemort.
Wow.
No.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Was he part of the program? Did you show up?
No. He saw that we needed characters and yeah.
Cool.
He signed
very
up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool.
Nice.
Excellent. So congratulations.
Yeah.
So we'll have a follow-up meeting this week.
Mm-hmm.
What worked, what didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. It's a little too fresh that asked her not to do it again next year.
She's sleeping right now.
They worked so hard at that.
Nice.
We want to be able to utilize that again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fantastic. Great. Any other comment? Okay. Can we have the Friends of the Library?
Yes. First of all, don't forget about the used book sale. Mm-hmm. Change that bulletin board in no time at all. It's the end of the month, Labor Day weekend, mm-hmm. and we always need volunteers to help because we have so many books. We would like to spread things out again this year, so we are going to have the children's books once again in the technical services area, actually the circulation area.
Okay.
And so we'll have to have more than one set of cashiers. So we always need volunteer help. We have quite a few already, and I mean like 15 already for our unpacking and setup, but we really need about 20 or more. And I haven't even put out anything, an email blast to a lot of organizations yet. Our big discussion this morning at our friends meeting was about mini golf. We don't have anyone to take that on. It is a huge responsibility. I'm burnt out with having done it. Mm-hmm. Tiffany is no longer interested in doing it. But we had a lot of discussion about that, and Shelley has already made a contact for an exploratory committee to see if we could partner with Parks and Recreation to do this. I don't want to age or date our friends group, but most of us are people of a certain age, older, and it's the interest in lugging things around and doing all that work is just not appealing to most people. We always have a lot of volunteers that day. That's never an issue. Everybody wants to help, but nobody wants to be in charge, and that's what we need, is somebody to be in charge. So Shelley's pursuing that, and then we'll see where we are with things. So we don't want to give up on the event. We hope to have it again in the winter. That is a good time. But we will just see where we go from here. So I don't know if Shelley wants to add things to that.
So I just reached out to Tim Evans today, and he has his hands full right now with
hometown
registration and hometown days. So I said we would reconnect after hometown days and sit down and see if maybe we can make something work between the two groups.
So we're working on that.
Okay.
We hate to give up that income for the library, but we're happy to maybe share the cost with someone to have at least some of that for the library. So
I know the community really looks forward to it.
Yes, they do.
So we'll do what we can to get it going.
I think it's a great staple for the community. It's.
How long has it been like with? How long has it been going?
We skipped a year because of COVID. My husband and I did it for 6 years. Tiffany did it for 2. So, 8 years, cutting in with a skipped year.
That's about right. That's my son's time.
There is a company that you can hire to to do everything. They'll provide everything except the publicity. You do that. They charge $5,000. And that's okay for a large library. And I know, for example, Downers Grove, I don't know if they're still doing it, but their foundation sponsored theirs, and they can give $5,000 away, to somebody to set it up, because they have sponsors at different levels, starting at $5,000, and they have 3 at that level, then a couple at $3,000 level, and so on. So that's a different community, and we just decided we couldn't do that. That's why my husband built everything in our garage.
Right.
And it's worked out just fine, but people are getting older, they're moving on, they have different interests, and we get burned out after a while.
Of course.
We're working on it.
Okay. Thank you.
That's all I have.
Okay.
Sorry,
that's it. Okay. The report of the treasurer.
Okay, I'm going to take care of that. It was a little muddy week for me.
Yeah.
I did touch base, so I'm deferring to Shelley for help. Okay, so let's see here. more books. That comes out of development fees. Martin Plumbing, there's a $600 bill in there. We had trouble with one of our family restrooms not flushing and leaking. So instead of just having one repaired, I had Ted go around to the building and highlight four or five that needed, because we would have to pay for that 1 hour service regardless if they did one or five. So we went ahead and repaired five.
What was the issue?
The valve in the flush part.
The flow control valve.
It just, the toilet would keep running. Or there was also some leaking around one of the nuts.
Did they replace the valve or rebuild it?
Yeah, they replaced the interior parts. Yeah. Because I always have to send a picture of what it looks like. This Revista subscription service for $1,300 and $1,364 is for our annual magazine renewal. So every year this gets a little bit smaller and smaller because more print magazines are going digital. So eventually we may have to look at swapping that out and going to a digital magazine subscription versus... There's still circulation activity on this, but maybe we'll have to do a little study on it later on. And then we had our quarterly TK elevator maintenance for $525. And the last one is for Marlis. So that is the summary of our bills.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that we pay our bills for accounts payable of $15,029.64 and a payroll disbursement of $42,242.28 for a total disbursement of $57,271.92.
Second.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
And Crawford?
Yes. Okay. We have the report of the library director.
Yes. So we had our OWL program. Thanks to the Friends of the Library, the Stillman Nature Center brought four owls for the kids to look at, which was really cool. They had a tiny little one, I can't remember the name, all the way up to this great big horned owl.
Wow.
It was so cool. Really cool.
Did he get to touch it?
No. Okay. No, they were tethered on like a...
Okay.
Yeah, because... They were flat. There was over 90 people registered for this program.
That's
so
awesome.
It was really, really a good one. So that kind of complemented our Harry Potter program. We did wands this last month and portraits for the Grand Hall. And we had Petite Palette come in. I believe they're in Dominic. Yeah, they painted canvases that said, "I've been accepted to Hogwarts." It was really cute.
Nice.
We had our first senior computer class last Tuesday. So Mike taught that, and that went really well. So he's offering another one tomorrow, every Tuesday this month. For seniors, and he'll repeat that probably next month as well. And actually, he told me that all the classes are full for the month.
What?
So he has five. I think if he gets too many more, it's a little hard.
Mm.
So that's manageable for us right now. I'm just gonna peruse this. Our Well, I told you last month about our Mobile Museum of Tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
I am invited to a Kendall County is doing a focus group for broadband assessment, and they have two sessions that they are doing. They're looking at the needs for broadband for the entire county. And so this will be a focus group that I'll be attending on Wednesday, August 10th. And they're looking to see, assessment process to be able to provide input on existing services and internet availability, the needs for high-speed broadband, and any goals that would be realized with better broadband access. So that will be interesting. They've also provided a survey link, so we can share that with our community as well. So more to come on that one. And the city is also doing a pilot program called Aging in a Changing Region. And they've just completed their first phase of an initial assessment. They're looking to find out what services and needs are needed for the community, for our seniors. So there's going to be a meeting, a workshop, on Thursday, October 20th, that I'll be attending. And it's basically going to be introductions and maybe answer questions related to what services we provide right now for our seniors, and to find out maybe, I think there might be more answers to the survey by then to see what needs we might be able to fill. So more to come on that one too. Talked about Martin Plumbing. Oh, and the parking lot. Did everybody see the parking lot?
Yes. That's great.
Thank
very
you
nice.
To Eric and his staff.
Yes, thank you.
Yep, they worked for. They got it done a day early too. So that was awesome. That was awesome. We have hired two new part-time people. They're working out wonderfully. There is a possibility that we will be needing to hire two more people in children's. One of our young high school girls has moved on to another job. And then there's another part-time person that is looking for full-time. She's young, newly married, so she's the one that created this Harry Potter program. So I think maybe for futures we may have to do a salary study.
Yes.
See if there's any way to
entice and keep,
bring some competitive wages in for part time. Let's see what else we have here. Well, I will discuss more of that, library operations with the HVAC and that. But I will say that there was a water stain on our drop ceiling in our book drop room that I was able to call Ted over for. And he looked up in there and realized that there was a pump in there.
Oh.
Evacuation pump that was leaking. So he was able to go to the store and purchase the pump and install it. So that saved us.
That's great.
A lot of money. So yay, Ted, again.
Yeah.
Yep. Keep him busy. Give me a little So that's really it for now.
I guess we go into unfinished business.
Okay.
HVAC repairs and discussion.
So this is your packet? yeah, and I'm sorry I didn't get it to you sooner. I was still waiting on some answers. But what I do is I keep just like a daily journal of everything that happens mm-hmm. for my own sake. So a lot of this is just copied from that. So I've just gone back just so you guys know what's been going on. Let's see. Let's start at the top. We're still waiting on a boiler repair that was needed back in June. I believe I talked about it at the last board meeting. Because we're not using the boiler right now, it's not a necessity. So Ted knows about it, Steve knows about it, and we're just kind of on hold with it because it is with RJ O'Neill. But let's see. On the 12th, this was after the board meeting, mm-hmm. and you guys had asked to give a second opinion on the repair of the chiller. I reached out to Steve, and he sent Trico over to come assess our chiller, and they really wanted to see it when it was in failure so they could see what was going on. But they did do a walkthrough with Tom from Trico. He's the sales manager there, or the service manager, I believe. And he was going to send one of his technicians over for a second opinion repair as well. So on page 4, and while they were here looking at the chiller, they noticed that cold water actuaries, am I saying that right?
Actuator.
I always say actuary. Actuator motors were failing. They were, I don't know if they were stuck in an on position or a closed position, but when Ted and Steve and Trico were here, they were looking at the computer, and the computer said that it was moving. It should be moving because they were playing with the controls to get it to open and close. But actually, physically, at the motor, it was doing nothing. So they determined that those were bad and they needed to be replaced. So this is the discussion that we had on page 4 and 5 about those. And page 6 is the quote for replacing and the labor. And instead of waiting an entire month for this, I called Darren and talked to him about it, and he approved it. And so today, actually, Trico came in and repaired it. Now, when Tom quoted this, he had quoted 8 hours of labor, and they were done in 2-ish hours. So Ted actually had them looking at other things, and so while they were here today, they found out that the boiler actuator is also needing to be replaced. So they replaced that as well, but for no labor because they're already here.
That's
really, really good. Really good. And in all these times that they've been here, Steve and Ted and myself feel very comfortable with the work that they've done. Very thorough.
I hope.
Yes. Yeah. Very, very thorough.
And that's what we had before, prior to them.
They do work on all of the other city buildings as well, too. So, let's see. Oh, and also when Tom was here, he wanted to see the building plans because he was putting together a quote for replacement. So he took the plans and digitized them. So, and then he brought them back and gave a copy to Steve. So Steve has our plans digitized now, so that's huge. That saves a couple hundred dollars as well.
Yeah.
So we didn't have to do that.
We did not.
We did that. So on page 7 and 8 of the packet is a conversation with Tom about the second opinion on the chiller repair that RJ O'Neill would like to do. And this is what they would like to try to do first before this major repair is done, is to completely evacuate both circuits and fill one up and see if it leaks or migrates to the other one. And if they determine that it doesn't fail, then they would pressurize both circuits and determine where the leak is. So they anticipated this would be 3 days of labor at a price of $3,408 to do. And while they're doing that, they said that they would also look into some other error messages that have been reoccurring lately. And he also talked about, he took a water sample of our water in our system and measured the glycol for freeze protection and said that it was only good to around 15 degrees, whereas it should normally run minus 20 to minus 30. So he talked about getting more glycol for the system at $55, a 55 gallon drum. He says, of course, it's expensive, it is $1,900. Let's see. So that's
they didn't know how much we need to bring it back up.
No, he didn't. And he said that if there was, I do not know how much glycol system we need to get the freeze protection down. I would recommend a 55-gallon drum to start with, go from there. If there's some left over, we can add it to the manual glycol feed system that's upstairs in the boiler room. I think that's down to like, there's a 15 number. It's a big container, but it's really low.
Yeah, then you need two drums. You're so low. But I would, not to interrupt, but I think it's worthy of asking RJ O'Neill. And maybe it's not in their scope, but it seems that I would trust that they would have been checking that. Or say, hey, you know, you need to have the check. Because usually there's companies that, and then they may just hire someone to come have the glycol. Like there's companies like H2O or something simple like that, but that's all they do is balance the glycol in systems. They'll check, and if you call them, they could probably estimate how much was
how
needed.
How much you would need?
I think of their name, but something was like that. But RJ O'Neill, I'm surprised that that's dangerous. I mean, we could have completely lost the chiller.
Lost the chiller or the?
Well, if that pipes froze.
It could have been broke. Okay. What were the
the system usually will add water to it. Like it'll over time, it just adds to it. But
so that's it, the glycol in the line. Does that evaporate? Does it?
I don't know. I think it just kind of like your car, like the radiator.
So eventually, you have to add more.
Like your
more.
Car, like will lose the ability to cool.
Right.
And you have to add more.
So if we had a leak at any, if we've had leaks over the years,
maybe that
this would have, you know, basically just kind of kept going on without it being refilled.
I don't know if ours does, but it usually adds water just so it's not low, but then over time your percentage goes down. Mm-hmm.
You want me to check with Steve on?
I think it's, you know, a good question for Steve to see what he thinks, if they should have been checking it. I think we're kind of questioning now our service level.
Yes.
And I don't remember why we had an issue with Trico before.
I don't remember.
But I know, like, we were getting the chiller service through them, but they were just, I think, subbing it to, what's that? It was coming out. I can't remember now. But I think that's how we got the service, was through them. But we were paying a lot of money every time the chiller went down. So I think that's why we went with our JOD.
It's the same.
If I remember right.
Do we have a contract that we're still in with our JOD? Mm-hmm. We have a preventative maintenance that they come twice a year, but that was signed in 2019 and it was for 1 year. So we are not locked into a contract with them. We still have them do our preventative maintenance twice a year, but there's not been new contracts.
I think they've served us well, but this is a good question. Yeah, we're trusting them.
I feel comfortable with going with Steve's comfort level and Ted's comfort level. Or he's happy with the work that they have been doing. Yes.
We can see if they offer a similar, you know, preventative maintenance package.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I mean, it's different than repairs, right? It's a different service.
Right. Right.
Well, it does seem like they're much more knowledgeable about the system and what's going on, because they even talk about the gasket and testing the gasket before repairing the gasket.
Yeah, that was so much better.
Yeah.
Like,
yes. Right. Yeah.
Instead of maybe it's this.
Maybe I'll try this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you remember why we don't use
Trico
anymore here?
There was an issue in the past, and I'm trying to remember what that was, but it was... I thought it was cost.
I think they were over, kind of charging a lot.
Yeah.
Large.
And remember, early on, we were having it where Dixie was hitting the reset button on the 480 breaker.
Yes.
And stuff like that. I think we were just kind of...
Tired.
We were just starting our preventative maintenance plan at that point.
2019. Because there wasn't one.
Yeah. So we were starting about...
Right? Because that's when we had... We didn't want Dixie to get in the body. We didn't want
Dixie to get
in
the body. Yeah.
We were actually shocked that she was doing that.
We were shocked.
At themselves.
I don't remember when Steve got involved, but I think that was between Steve and Ted that's been... Good moves.
Yes.
Well, yes. Ted, this is what Ted did before he retired.
Yeah,
yeah.
We're pretty fortunate now.
He
didn't have all that.
Because he can't go repair anything because he's retired.
Mm-hmm.
I think they gave us more information than what James O'Neill has been providing to us.
Yeah, I like the technical. What Trico is telling us, they're giving us a lot of information, whereas it seems to kind of be at the pool the information of our GNL.
Yeah.
So, and I would, you know.
If we don't have a contract with them.
I know with the technicians that have been coming and have been coming, that Ted is happy with the knowledge of the technicians.
From Trico.
And that could have been RJ O'Neill's. How would you know if nobody was... questioning or following them around.
Yes.
You don't know?
You don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my expertise.
It's either somebody that knows.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If they're giving you a line or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Another issue right now that we're having is in our IT room.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed water leaking again. And that happened in May when our lines froze. And we had to have a TXV part installed and ordered and installed. And RJ O'Neill came back again the end of July and said, we need that part again. Mm-hmm. And so there's been discussion on, I asked if it was under warranty. Mm-hmm. And so they quoted a price And this is in our packet as well. And that is on, starts on page 9 and 10. Yeah. So they initially have quoted $1,486. And I had asked if this was a warranty item. So then they came back and said that it would just be labor at $1,230. Mm-hmm. So then I reached out to Steve and I said, can we dispute this labor? Because this just happened 2 months ago. So Steve got involved and asked Kevin, how many hours of labor are you estimating, at what rate? If the parts were just replaced in May, I don't think we should be paying for all this labor. So Kevin replied that roughly takes 8 hours. We're looking at brazing, so I have cost in there for that as well. If the part failed, I can't do much about that because the supplier will not cover labor. I will talk to them, but can't guarantee that they will cover anything. And he hasn't gotten back to us.
And I don't know about these things, but I'm just going to throw this out. They're having a car that had a part that went out all the time that they would replace all the time. It really wasn't that part. It was something else making that part
go out.
Is this a possibility? Could be.
Good
point. Yeah. 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 Three times. Another mechanic is like...
Is this an electronic valve? I mean, I'm guessing this is an electronic valve.
I don't know.
Because if it's electronic, I mean, yeah, there could be something upstream, or it was installed incorrectly, right? Or it's a failed device that was...
They had to do welding, or I guess they're calling it brazing.
Brazing.
Yeah.
But was Trico looking at this also?
Yes.
And they were
so okay? Trico looked at this too, and they will provide us with quote, but they... also added 4 pounds of refrigerant in there.
So it was low refrigerant.
Mm-hmm. So that could be why it was breathing too.
And RJ, didn't see that when they put the...
If the valve is, was it freezing at the valve that it actually could have actually damaged the brazing connection? That's what I'm wondering now. If that's where the freeze is.
Something was freezing up.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's two things now that...
I'm having a really hard time keeping them all straight.
Yeah, really. I know.
Really.
I mean, it could just be on its way out, too. When the house was freezing up and then it just going down.
We're also going to be getting a quote from Trico on replacing the whole unit in the IT room. Steve's roughly estimated that to be around $20,000.
How old is that?
Same as the its original.
Everything's all
the same. The chiller.
Okay.
So if that's getting issues and that gets the issues, they kind of go together. They're all installed at the same time.
It'd be interesting to know. I don't know if it's a mortality issue like that or if it's the valve piece just was either manufactured incorrectly.
Installed incorrectly,
right? Or installed and the refrigerant wasn't put in.
So they only installed it and didn't check to make sure
it's leaking somewhere else that it's leaking.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
But shouldn't they? Well, I'm not going to say.
You'd have to go back when they fixed it. Did they bill us for refrigerant?
No, they had to evacuate it. Is that what they do? Mm-hmm. And then they just replaced it.
So it could have been low and they just put back what they took out.
They took out.
And if they knew that was low.
Yeah, they should know.
They should have said,
strike
no. That's
strike
two.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Two strikes for me.
So, then lastly, on page 12 through the end is...
Oh, my God.
Is Steve's rough estimate of a total replacement for the chiller, including labor and electrician crane, is between $220,000 to $240,000 at today's prices.
Wow.
And then this was the...
Okay, we have to check the unit again once the weather cools down.
The cloak prepared by Trico. Mm-hmm. I think I covered all the issues.
I think you did.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you.
But just finding all of these little things that have been going on. So like today, when they found out that the hot water valve is not working, the technician said that I should keep track of our Nicor usage because that had been wide open.
I circled that on the bills because I'm like, how are we using $2,000?
I know, I just saw that $2,000 for Nicor.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so all these little things maybe might help it run better.
Mm-hmm. If we were purging gas, that'd be kind of evident.
That's a lot of gas.
That's a lot of gas, but it would be kind of evident too, right? Unless is this valve inside or is this an outside valve?
It's inside.
Okay.
It's inside. So Steve compared it to opening your hot water all the way and your cold water all the way and expecting to get hot or cold. You're getting a mixture. And so they're fighting with each other.
Oh.
That's how he
explained it. Yeah. How long has it been like that?
We don't know. Right?
That's a good question.
I'm surprised, though, if your night core was up, like, they did questions like it, you know.
Sometimes, why are you spending so much money? I know, I just saw that. Do you have a leak? Yeah. When I saw that, I'm like, $2,000? That's kind of... Yeah, I made myself a note to look up the whole minutes.
So I'll have to check with the city because I don't see the Nicor bill. They pay it. ComEd will send us a statement. So I get to see that, but I don't see the Nicor one, so I can ask for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask for that, too.
Yeah.
Is that just all
Because they usually
here?
Have a little graph, right?
It shows you
what
ComEd has.
ComEd has a graph, and they'll show you last year's usage versus this year's usage.
Question that, too. I mean,
that's
kind of sad.
But Nicor also shows therm usage, too. So,
they do.
Yeah, so it should be, you know, on the statement. We should be able to get that data where it shows the actual therm usage or, you know, whatever usage.
I'll reach out to Amy tomorrow.
Okay.
And I can share that with you guys.
So, has it been routinely that high every month?
I don't remember seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
Someone just said something trouble.
Yeah, it was about... I mean, a year ago when we started looking at our expenses, our utility usage,
so
I don't remember that ever sticking out.
March of this year, it was
$2,094. And that was March, and you had been low heat.
And it was cold, yeah.
Yeah, it was cold. But now it's summer.
April, it was more, $2,281.
Okay, it's still cold.
In
so May you should start
May it was the same
I'm wondering if it was just open.
I think it's been open a while.
Yeah, it's been open a while. Yeah. It's just stuck open in the valve.
I think the $281 is the heat.
Yeah.
No, it's viable on that, but
okay.
Well, it's also going to catch a thing more.
Mm-hmm. We are.
All right.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
Thanks to the detailed...
And if, mm-hmm. I am comfortable continuing on with Trico services if you guys are.
Definitely. I mean, like you said, we're not in a contract with RGNU anymore. I'm fine if we start.
I'd like to get a maintenance program.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no matter whether it's RJ.
That's right.
We need somebody checking everything, but now
RJ's not doing a good job. They're just fixing, they're just saying whatever it is and then try to fix it, and then Trico has come in and found more than what they fixed. So I'm not.
But I mean, it's, you know, the basic stuff of, you know, checking everything, but like all the pumps and stuff have to be, you know, usually they have like a grease, so you have to grease them. Like this specific thing, so whoever comes in has to do all that.
Let's try to do that.
I would imagine, but
that's probably part of a maintenance plan.
So, the preventative maintenance that we had with RJ O'Neill, the last rep was signed, it listed all the things that they did. Nobody ever
checked.
We didn't have a tag to check to see that they did that.
We just assumed that they did what they
were supposed to do. The director wouldn't have known how to do that. I certainly know what they checked.
Right.
So, at least now, whenever a service person comes, Ted's here.
Me too.
Yeah. I mean, whoever's doing it, though, they have to keep a log of what they did.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
So, like, when that unit breaks, you have a service log, especially as we put in new stuff, because you won't be able to get it covered under warranty if you can't prove you maintained it.
Right.
That's a fact. I mean, if you call in a warranty, they will ask you for your service logs. And if you write down everything in the same color of ink, they're going to question if you really did it on those intervals.
Do we have that now?
Our stuff's out of warranty, so I don't think we have anything.
Are you talking about
service logs?
Repairs that are done here?
No, like if. So, it's. I mean, we're doing it 6 months, but when you replace the equipment, you have to look, and it may say this pump has to be maintained every month. So someone has to do that every month.
Or Voyager.
Or your Voyager warranty. And they will, that's the first thing when you call in, like, oh my, this pump failed. And some of these pumps are several thousands of dollars, and they're not on the shelf. Mm-hmm. So when you need it repaired or replaced, they're going to ask you. As we spend money, that will become important.
In a way, it would hurt to start doing the service log now, so you have somebody can come out just so you know it.
Yes.
Usually there's binders or something.
Yeah.
Seems like this is a service log, too.
I know. I was going to say, she's detailed.
But
we can
help you out, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You keep a binder.
My script and my language.
Yeah. But if you create a binder, like she said, and then every time a tech comes in, you have them put in their notes of what they did.
I mean, they should provide it anyway, what they've done.
They put a detail on the invoice of what's been done.
Okay.
So they file the invoices
together.
Yep.
That's what I've been saving, those in a folder.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay. I'm fine for
Trico.
Okay.
All right.
It wouldn't, like, even if this part, if the manufacturer's saying they'll cover it under warranty, regardless of who does the work, we should still be able to get the part under warranty.
That's right.
Even if Trico does the work instead of RJ O'Neill.
Yeah, the part should still be covered.
Part,
2 months.
True.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be just part of a production, you know, infant mortality rate on production of parts. Every so often, one part will be manufactured incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
And so that might be what this part is. So we have a right to have it covered. It should be covered by warranty.
Or somebody should at least check into it. Kevin's
got to answer why... They didn't catch this refrigerant issue.
Yes.
Why they didn't catch the glycol issue.
Like,
were they maintaining this other issue where we're burning all this gas?
It's a lot of big ticket items that maybe could have been avoided.
A lot of it to me.
Because probably some of our costs could have been avoided if it would have been maintained and looked at appropriately.
I don't know if we can look at last July's gas.
Last July?
I can.
There's be curious. If it says $500, then
we know. Right.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's something that
kind of went up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Anything else you want to go over on that?
Well, I just...
No. Ryan, is there any other decision we think we need to make over this? Or
no, I think that the Trico thing makes a lot of sense to me. I'm not saying R.J. O'Neill is bad. I think I just would want to know some answers to the questions. And, you know, I imagine the rates are probably similar. It's always good to know what the rates are. And then look at, you know, if they offer some kind of service plan, similar scope.
And scope of work.
And as we replace equipment, we do have to know the maintenance requirements of that equipment. Mm-hmm. For instance, you know, we're on a 6-month preventive maintenance, but, you know, some things are more frequently. 6 months is a long span.
Okay. Anything else? No? No? Okay. Well, there's no new business, so we're adjourned.